We continue Simon Tzadik Dal Sif Gimel. Shtei Chatzer Zuluf Namazul. If you have two Chatzeris, one inner Chatzer, and one is an outer Chatzer. Ubnei Chatzer Pnimis Enlam Derech Al Urchayv. The people of the inner Chatzer cannot go into the street. Rak Derech Chatzer Tzayna, only through the outer Chatzer. Sheyesh Pesach Ben Chatzeris. There's a door between these two Chatzeris. Derech Sham Holchen, through which they go from their chatzer out. Imroitzim, Marvin Erev Echad B'Yachad, these two chatzeres can make one Erev together. However, Vimlai Erev B'Yachad, if they did not make one Erev together, Imnei Chipneim Slavadim Arvu, if the people in the inner chatzer made an Erev, Heimataram Latatl B'Chatzer Shalhem, they could carry in their own chatzer, Umnei Chatzoyna, but the other chatzer, since they didn't make an Erev, Asurim can't carry. If the inner chatzer did not make an erev, el bnei chatzayin al vadim erevu, the outer chatzer did make an erev, that erev lemahanam erev would not be useful. Kimachish bnei pnimis yeshlam drisus regel der chatzer chatzayinam. Since the people from the inner chatzer have the right of walking through the outer chatzer, and they didn't make an erev, haim asur esum aleim, they create a problem for the people in the outer chatzer who made their own erev. V'zeh dafke, but this is all only in a situation, ibnei ha'pnimis le'erev, if the people in the inner chatzer did not make an erev. Does, since kivin shemes oisim zelzeh m'koimam, since they can't carry within their own chatzer, that becomes into a category of regla asur b'mekoimam, that within their own chatzer they can't carry, and the halacha is, that regla asur b'mekoimam, if you can't carry within your own chatzer, it not only doesn't allow you to carry in your own chatzer, but it adversely affects the outer chatzer. But if the people in the inner chatzer didn't make an erev, so then they may carry within their own chatzer. So now it's a situation of people who could carry within their own chatzer. And therefore, einam serim al chitzoyna. And therefore, they don't create a problem for the people in the outer chatzer. But this is all in a situation where everybody within the inner chatzer participate in the Erev. Once one person in the inner chatzer did not participate in the Erev, it adversely it creates that inner chatzer Erev is not useful. V'kein im epnimus ein adok rak yisrael echad. If in the inner chatzah there's only one Yisrael who lives, or many people, but they're all on one family, so it's considered like one person, so that inner chatzah doesn't need an Erev, since there's only halachically one person living there, it can't adversely affect the outer chatzah. But if in the inner chatzah there are two people that did not make an Erev, Avapi, even though in the outer chatzah there's only one person, so that person doesn't need an erev. Kiven dehavel a regla asur b'mekoimam, since the inner chatzah didn't make an erev, and therefore they cannot carry. The roch is oisim gamal yochid. They adversely affect the people in the other chatzah. Siftal bata b'noyim b'aliyah, homes that are built on the upper floor, ufneim apeses. You go down from the upper floor to the lower floor with a balcony and steps, and then from the lower floor they go into the chatzah, from there to the Rishus Rabbim. Dinam, that situation is also treated like the halach of the previous sif, and the pesach is considered like the inner chatzah with all the halachas that we attach to that. Sif. Hey, by Shesh Beshtei Deris, if you have a home with two apartments, then Shesh Proizder, Asher Derech Zeh Nechasson Derech Zuh V'Gam Derech Zuh, there's a common foyer through which you go into all the apartments. V'Dorim B'Shnei Hadir Shnei Balabayis, and different people live in different apartments. Oysim L'Hoitz Afil B'Bayis L'Proizder, nobody could carry from their apartment into the foyer. V'Kin Afil B'Dir Achas, even if you have one apartment, Shish Chaluk L'Shnei Chadorim, that it has two rooms, Vidarim Bam Shnaim, each room is for a different person or family. Apish pnimi ele pesach alachitzen. The inner room could only walk into the outer room and then walk out. Minachitzen yoytzen lechatzer. Become akim asur matat lafilam lecheder lecheder. You cannot carry from one room to the other room. Achias erev until an erev is made. Vim shnei batim adir shaychem l'shechod. But if both apartments belong to one individual, and he then went, he rented one of those apartments to someone else. However, he still has some connection to be able to go into that apartment. And this is the halacha in any apartment house that has the common areas. If you want to be able to carry from departments into the common areas, you have to have an Erev. Sivav Ketzer Oysenes Erev, how is the Erev made? Echma Balabatish Bechotzer, one of the people who live here, Lekeach Be'erev Shabbos, takes an Erev Shabbos, Kika Echad Shal Mishloi, a whole loaf, or a whole matzah, even though we're speaking about a whole loaf or whole matzah, the halach is even a part of a loaf would be fine, provided you have the right shit that we're going to speak about. He owns that loaf, and he gives ownership to that loaf to all the other people who live in the chatzur. He goes to someone who will understand what he's saying. And he says, take this loaf, and take ownership in this loaf for everyone that lives here. And this person who's doing this, taking ownership on behalf of everyone else, lifts it a tefach. Mr. Brewer points out that normally, in order to take ownership with Agbah, you need 3 tefachim. Here, because it's a drabanan, 1 tefach is enough. After this procedure is done, then the person who's providing this loaf takes it back and makes the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem al ken melech ha'olam. In a case, says the Bialocha, where the Erev is only being made l'chumra, where there's a question if an Erev is even necessary, we should make the Erev, but not make the bracha. Vayimer, and then he says, Beidena ruvi yeshar lana lafuki layuli. Through this Erev, we should be able to carry min ha'batim l'chatzim, min ha'chatz l'batim, from the batim to the chatzim, from the chatzim to the batim, bayis l'bayis, from one house, one apartment, to another apartment, Lanu L'chol Yisrael, Adar Mabatim Shechatzu. The Kilim Shkulam Zochav Kikazu. Now that we all have equal ownership in this loaf, Ubachnos Shabbos Sumunach Bebayi Zesh Lamarev, and as Shabbos begins, it's in the home of the person who made the Erev, who provided this bread. Nachshavim Kilkum Dar Mabayi Zesh, the Erev, which the word Erev means to combine, to mingle, it's considered like we're all living in that apartment. And since we're all living in the same apartment, we'll came a time to tap my bottom lachatzer, or my chatzer labatim kol chatzer. The erev does what it has to do. The person who's taking ownership has to be a different individual. You shouldn't use one of your children, young children, even if they don't live by you. They are considered an extension of you. It has to be an independent person who's taking this ownership. Somebody who's not your child, Yochel Zakus, he could perform this. The Midim Rabbanan, even though he's only a cotton, since this entire issue is a Rabbanan, cotton Zochel Acherim, we could rely on a cotton. You should not use your wife for this. Shemal Lamazonis, if you support your wife, the Gamloi de Bni Bita Gdolim, nor through your adult children, Imheim Smuchim Al Shechanoi, if they still live by you. Shumde Yesh Omrim, that in all these situations, your wife or your adult children who live with you are considered like you. They're considered an extension of you. And as we said at the outset, we have to have an independent person being the person here. If there's no one else available, we can use the adult children. But ben nasa isha, once you have a son that got married, even though he's still living by his father, but once he's independent enough that he's married already, He could be the person that could take ownership on behalf of everyone else. Sivches, kam sheirv, how much should be used to make an eirv? Bizman shem shmoina asabala bayis apochus, when you have 18 or less people, shir ke groigris. The shir is a groigris. Shukamai shlish beil kolechot, the amount of a third of an egg for each individual. Why a groigris? Explains the Kaf HaChaim, because as we learn in Masechet Shabbos quite extensively, the shear for carrying on Shabbos food is a groigris, and the whole purpose of making this Erev is to allow carrying, so we use the shear of carrying, which is a groigris. Chutz mizeh shu oisus Erev, we could exclude the person who's providing the Erev, and the Erev is in his home. Chi wen etzorach litim pas, he doesn't have to contribute towards the Erev. Kimin shebelav hachi udarsham, the Erev is in his home. V'mem yois mishman asur, but if there are more than 18 people relying on the Erev, afilam elef, even have up 1,000 people relying on this Erev. Shiroi k'moshtei sudas, the amount of the Erev, so this is the maximum size an Erev has to be. K'moshtei sudas, shem shmona esru grogris, k'moshtei shbeim. The size of 6 or 8 bayim is the maximum size Erev you ever need, and then it could work for as many people as you need.